When I started looking, I could see it everywhere. I could see it in overstaying situations and tolerating situations that I should have got out long ago and said no to.
For too long, resilience has been about glorified toughness and the ability to bounce back like a rubber band in the face of adversity. It's always about struggle, right? And this grit of the lone hero who survives against all odds.
Like Rocky Balboa. Who wants a face like Rocky Balboa, huh?
I do not want a face like Rocky Balboa. And it's rooted in this scarcity and sacrifice and competition. But that comes at a lot of personal, organizational, and planetary cost. And then that ultimately ends up like your rubber bands, undermines the energy, undermines innovation, stretches itself to breaking point, and all of that energy and innovation that we need to generate and implement solutions for a thriving world is lost.
It sucks.
It does suck. We have to disrupt this narrative. We don't like it. We've got to go beyond resilience. We've got to stop treating ourselves like machines. And we've got to break the fear and burnout cycle.
So we have good news. On this podcast, we have invited some fun and thoughtful and just plain amazing people from all walks of life to join us on exploring what the world beyond resilience is like, what it feels like, what it acts like, so we can learn together and define a new way forward.
Yeah, because we wouldn't do this with people who weren't fun, because the old resilience is not fun. This is fun.
This is fun. After all, if we could move beyond resilience, how would we be different? How would our relationship to performance and success and life and the world be different?
We might enjoy it. We might have more energy.
Are you ready to stop the grind? Then join me, Carolyn Gibson.
And join me, Angela Philp.
As we reimagine, re-energize, and reshape our future.
So why the heck do we want to do this? Why do we want to do this? Why is it important, this podcast? Carolyn, why do you want to do it?
I want to do it because I've always been somebody who's been really resilient in my life. And I've been kind of militarily, structurally resilient all my life. And I want to understand what it's like to do it in a different way. I want to have joy and peace and live in the moment. And resilience hasn't given me that to date.
What has resilience given you to date? What's the experience been for you?
The ability to cope.
The ability to cope, yeah.
The ability to cope and the ability to succeed to a certain degree, but maybe not succeed in a way that I feel really deeply connected with.
That's why I want to do this, is to unpack some of the, not sticky points, but interconnected points, because there is so much pride in being able to you know, like be capable and succeed and do things. But what I really found out was, you know, it's similar to you, capacity to cope. Well, what's beyond coping? And is that all there is? Like just another capacity to endure? And I know that I can endure, and you know my story, but for anyone else who's listening, I did start for adventure racing because I loved it. There was thrill. It really called my sense of adventure forward. And so there was joy and play. And it turned out I've got quite a capable physical body and I was relatively good at it. But it's when it pushed past the joy of training and getting to that gritting my teeth and prevailing against all odds and proving that I could do it. And that had a taste of almost metallic bitterness. When I finished that last race with a dislocated shoulder, and I'd started the race with a dislocated shoulder because I didn't want to let the team down, and I went, where else is this attitude showing up in my life and what's the cost of it? When I started looking, I could see it everywhere. I could see it in overstaying situations and tolerating situations that I should have got out long ago and said no to. Being that person who keeps getting given either the worst manager because you're the most resilient candidate, and staying in relationships too long, and me being that resilient person that was going to keep at it, keep chipping away. And the cost of that was I felt broken, and all of the energy and the life force just felt brittle.
Yeah, I have a related story, which is when I had been taking care of the home, and when I went back to work, I found it really, really difficult to manage the two together. And at one point, my resilience was really being tested, and I sat my family down and said, I just can't do this anymore. And the realization that I had, they had no clue what I was doing, to the point where they said, we would love to help you, but we don't know how, right? Because I'd never let them in to help me do anything. And that feeling that resilience is actually real isolation, that you don't connect to people and you don't allow them to help you, and you don't necessarily have the capacity to help them because you're under so much pressure yourself. So there's so many of these stories, right, where there's a cost associated with this thing that we all think is brilliant, that if we just got up a little bit earlier, worked a little bit harder, it would all be fine.
Another, what is it? Miracle morning, like it's a military exercise. The impossible expectations we hold ourselves to, and that inner world of I should be able to do this, all of the judgment and blame that goes with it. And you know, there's a flip side, and men live this type of coping and resilience paradigm or world from their side also. They've got so much expectation, they have to hold on, they have to be the provider. And to the extent that they can only see themselves as provider, and if that gets taken away from them, then there's a backlash. I think we need to be collectively looking for a new ways forward, and the current model just doesn't fit it.
Yeah, and that's again why we want to do this, right? Because we want to look at that. We don't know the answers. We have ideas, right, about what makes us feel good and what makes us feel more connected and more joy and more creative.
Yeah.
But there are so many other ways to look at it. And when we get great people on the program to talk to about it, then we can think, well, that's a really great idea. I never thought of that.
Even the principle of doing this, like you're just saying, is not about having to have all the answers ourselves. No matter how much pre-work, you know, or pre-thinking that we've already done about it, and reflection. And I know that I've been really inquiring into this for a long time. You know, mine's very, very much like the personal look at this, and just trying to see in my clients how that might be playing out and what the cost of that is to them. And then our conversations together where you're like, well, this is having an impact globally within organizations and on global systems. And then bringing that back to individually, we don't have a right answer, but collectively the two of us are opening conversations, and then collectively and around the world can generate something new and new hope, new ways forward, new energy, new momentum.
What do you want our listeners to come away with when they listen to our podcasts?
I know it's tempting to want people to come away with answers. We always want, like, just give me a recipe and then I'll do different. So the quality of the question changes the quality of the answer. So what I would love people to come away with is to ask yourself different questions and raise your energy and momentum and impact and connection and everything from there. What about you? What do you want for our listeners?
I echo all that. I think I would only add two things. One is I want people to kind of fire up their imaginations for what some alternatives could be. And also in the podcast that they listen to, just a little bit of an aha moment, you know, like what, oh, I didn't think that could be reconstructed that way, or I could do it differently, or the world operates that way. All these little shifts are really important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like all of the drops in the river build into a very big flowing river. And so that's that Rumi quote, that river flowing inside you is a joy. Part of this podcast as well is about liberating listeners. And there's only so many people as a coach that I can actually work with one-to-one. So how can this be a gift and help people expand their lives, their range, their capacity, and like you were saying, their imagination. And to get back to the magic of imagination that we used to have, that that never-ending, unlimited creativity.
One of the joys I have with talking with you is we always come across with these new ideas, and I hope people feel that these are joyful and fun and interesting conversations, and they're all about reimagining, recreating, doing something fun and different with our lives.
Yeah. And that joy and creativity and imagination don't have to be separate, and they shouldn't, in fact, be separate from the work that you're doing in whatever job you have, right?
I just think we forget that our work is all about connection, right? And the better connection we have with people, the joy that we bring to work, the recognition of people, really seeing their humanity, really seeing how they operate, recognizing their abilities. All those things are about enjoying being with people, even on Zoom, like we are now, right?
Yeah.
And taking that every single day where you can, remembering that that's possible. Yeah.
You're going to have insights. You're going to have operational practices that you can put in place, and tips and tricks that really will be up to you to use. But these conversations are a place to let yourself be inspired by the energy, because energy is contagious. Like you were just saying, you come into the office that way, you shift everything from that connection. So just listening to this on your way to work or on the way home from work is going to have you change the way you talk to somebody, maybe, or the way you're thinking about your day. And that will have a ripple effect on everybody, including your families and the ones you care about the most.
On that note, we would love to hear from you. So our listeners, if you have an aha moment and you want to share it with us, or if you have had a different kind of conversation one day or a different thought pattern, please share it with us. It inspires us, and I'm sure it'll inspire other listeners as well.
Thank you for listening.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of the World Beyond Resilience podcast.
If anything you heard today sparked an aha moment or made you think differently about resilience, please tell us about it in the comments. We'd love to hear from you.
And please share it with everyone you know.
For more episodes exploring how we can thrive beyond just bouncing back, follow our show on your favorite platforms.
And of course, we have additional resources and deeper dives into all the topics we discuss on our website, which is theworldbeyondresilience.com.
So until next time, remember, there's a whole world of possibilities beyond just being resilient. Take care.